Raven Show.
With you everywhere you go.
The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Like TMZ, Us Weekly, and E! News combined. Scandals, breakups, the most celeb nonsense. It's The Daily Dish with Anna and Raven on Star 99.9. Driven by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram.
Kim Kardashian gave another interview. Now, this was actually recorded before the whole robbery in Paris. And it's kind of, it makes you wonder if she would give that same interview to 60 Minutes now, you know?
Go ahead.
It starts like this.
I can't wait to be pissed.
Lack of privacy. That's not for everyone.
That's a pitfall.
Yeah. For me, I can handle it.
She says she could handle the lack of privacy. You think that would be a different statement at this point, seeing what has happened?
I mean, now she realizes that not everybody loves her. She may actually be a target for some people.
Right. You know? Yeah, and it's not about not everybody. I think she knows. If you're on Twitter as much as she is, she knows the trolls and the haters are out there.
Right, yeah. Right. I get what you're saying, but I think you hear what I'm saying, too.
Yeah.
You're famous worldwide. Would that famous Kim Kardashian exist without social media?
Not in this way. I totally attribute my career to social media.
You know, it's funny that she says that because we are constantly pushed here, even at the station, that we're not on social media enough. And in my mind, I'm like, do people really care about me yelling at Hayden to brush her teeth at night? Like, do people really want to see that? Like, do people really want to see the fact that my refrigerator is a mess and I'm trying to figure out how to do it all at the same time?
There's some people out there that do want to see that stuff. I mean, Kim Kardashian's living a pretty flashy lifestyle. So it's a little bit more interesting, I think, than your refrigerator.
Right.
Right.
They gave me a stat one time because this is a real conversation I had to have. Mm-hmm. They're like, you're not posting enough selfies. And I go, what? And they're like, you're not posting enough selfies. And it said that people that post selfies get 200% more likes than anything else. And I'm like, who wants to see me pointing a picture at myself? Like, hey, look at me. Good morning. Yeah, this is what I look like at 5 o'clock in the morning. It's awful.
I think that no matter what it is that you commit yourself, if you're putting full energy to it, you can find success with it. And certainly she's done that.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a fan of hers. You know that. But,
right.
But I
That's the nicest thing you've ever said about her.
But, I mean, she's built an empire. I mean, there's no question about this. She has an empire.
Right. And she talks about it when she talks about her brand.
It is a talent to have a brand that's really successful off of getting people to like you for you.
It's true, you know?
I just don't know if I feel like every one of those things is her for her. But, I mean, hey, whatever. I mean, I still can't stand her husband more than her. So, I mean.
Well, so there's that.
There's that's that the going for
right, there's
you
that.
Know, I'm sure Kim Kardashian's losing sleep over me.
And then Justin Bieber, we talked about last week how he had a meltdown on stage because people wouldn't stop screaming when he was trying to, like, talk and be heartfelt, right?
He's getting introspective, this kid, all of a sudden. He wants to talk to people.
He has things he has to say, and he is really upset when the girls won't stop screaming. But this time it may have backfired in his face. Here, he tries to get, like, all deep, and this is what happens.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes we can forget, like, why am I here? What's my purpose?
Yeah, his tour is called The Purpose Tour.
Oh,
he wants to talk about his purpose.
That's,
you know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, cool. I'm paying attention.
Right. And he keeps trying to do this. You would think you know how this is going to turn out, you know? But no, it keeps going.
Do you want to take you can talk if you want. If you guys want to take this moment and I just thought I could have a moment of, you know, trying to.
He's all trying to get
nobody
I thought
cares.
I just have a moment.
Nobody
I just,
cares.
I just wanted to relate
do
to you
Do the
guys.
Next song.
Right.
Do Baby Acoustic.
But if not, I'll just get to singing if you guys don't want to hear me speak.
Oh, yeah, do that.
All right. You want to just, yeah. And then I was like, yes, sing!
Right.
Yeah, but that didn't work out so well because then this happened.
I don't think it's necessary. I want to be able to say something. And when you guys are screaming, it's hard to.
Oh, man.
You hear that?
Mic drop. Call your buddies. Call Floyd Mayweather. Call somebody else that's going to listen to you.
He walked right off the stage. That was it.
Did he come back out?
I think like later on, but people were booing like crazy.
Star 99.9. Land Rover, Milford, Connecticut traffic.
Justin, get a therapist like the rest of us adults do.
No,
get a therapist. Nobody wants to know what you say. Call your mother.
In a minute, we're going to talk about this because I understand because we go through that all the time. And you have to say you can relate to how he feels. You know, on a much smaller scale. And I'm going to tell you what I do.
No, don't you put me in that basket with Justin Bieber.
I'm going to put you in that basket with deplorables.
Don't
right.
do it.
We're just talking about Justin Bieber and like kind of making fun of him because he keeps having these meltdowns on stages that nobody will stop screaming so he can get heart to heart with the audience. And he dropped the mic and walked off in London yesterday.
I feel for the kid. He wants to get deep and introspective now. Here's what you do. You walk away. You finish the tour and you walk away for a few years and just take it easy.
But you know what it is? And I have to say, I understand his frustration and don't lie
don't.
And say you
Stop
don't.
It.
Because let's talk about the last acoustic session we did, right?
Okay.
Let's, when we were at Boots, Bags, and Bling.
Right.
So I always, and because I tend to be the mom in every aspect of my life, mm-hmm. I always have to say to the audience, and it's embarrassing, but I say it because I know what's going to happen. Please give the artist some respect. Please be quiet while they're singing, right?
Well,
and how often is there talking in the background, people laughing, jokes,
right,
and like they're
right.
just out there. It's embarrassing for us to have to sit there while our audience is like loud and like at the bar and making noise while we bring in these eight, like this talent, and they're like just trying to sing. So I understand what Justin Bieber is saying.
I mean, you're not talking about Justin Bieber, number one. Number two, Justin Bieber, you know, basically his product is peddled to young girls, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, that's his audience. And what do they do at shows? Thirdly, when we do a show, it's a bar. Most people got out of work. They're off time. So most people got out of work, so they're just like, they're not trying to be rude. They're just trying to get a drink and throw it back.
It's like when I'm at a charity auction. I'm like, the silent auction closes in 5 minutes. Stop yelling over me. Right. Stop.
They're just trying to relax and have a good time. They worked too, that's all.
We can't
take ourselves seriously.
Justin Bieber
shouldn't either. He should call his mom if he wants to talk to somebody.
Because if he wants to get deep, call your mom.
Call your mother. Your mother will always listen to you, right?
I guess. Coming up next.
I mean, certainly an audience in Manchester, England on top of it. Like, what do they care what he's going to talk about? What is he going to talk about?
People love Justin. They have things to say, Raven.
I guess so.
Coming up next. My 7-year-old daughter, Hayden, she wears many hats, including being sideline reporter for her soccer games, interviewing her teammates. But this past weekend, another rain cancellation. And she is mad about it.
Oh, boy.
We're going to discuss it coming up next on Star 99.9, today's Best Mix.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.